And if you don't know it by heart, you can sing it, because we sing it all the time. But first, let's review. So we started looking in Psalms a few weeks ago. First, we look at the prophecies in Psalms. Took 2 weeks to do that, 133 verses on prophecy. Then we looked at prayer, what Psalms teaches us about prayer, because the Psalms, many of them are prayers, but we looked at what it teaches about prayer. And then last week, we began looking at, to stay with the P's, the precepts, or the Word of God, and what the Psalms teaches us about the Word of God. It taught us many beautiful things, as we saw by way of review, that it's powerful, it's preserved, it's complete, it's to be magnified. We looked at its names, all from Psalms. And then we began looking in chapter 119, longest chapter in the Bible. And the longest chapter in the Bible is about the Word of God, and it is filled with action verbs. So I grouped all those together, and we started looking at what we are to do with the Word of God based on Psalm 119. The first thing we looked at last week was we're to obey it. Amen. We're to keep it. 40 different verses in Psalm 119 teach us that. Then number two, we're to love it. 28 verses in that chapter talk about loving or delighting in or being in awe of the Word of God. Then number three, we're to meditate in it. 21 verses there. And then number four, I think this is where we stopped last week. We're to learn it, or we are to taste it or understand it. In other words, we're to study it and learn it. And that was 18 verses. So that brings us to number five from this chapter, which is to desire it. In 19:10, we sing all the time. Let's see if I can get the tune right, and we'll just sing it. You ready? More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. So number five is we're to desire the Word of God. We're to want it. We're to long for it. So let's go to Psalm 119, like we've been doing, and look at the 13 verses in this chapter, starting in verse 20, which teach us that we are to desire or long for this book. Amen? But before we do that, let's go to the Lord. Lord, we love you so much. We thank you for your precious word and the privilege to study it together. I pray you'd guide us, work in our hearts, grow us through this time. Lord, most of all, grow in us this love that we are to have for your book. I pray, Lord, that you'd be glorified, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So number five from Psalm 119, talking about how we are to treat the Word of God. We are to desire it. So in verse 20, and I'll just read them, my soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Number 30, verse 30. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. Number 36. Incline mine heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Verse 40. Behold, I've longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Number 45. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. 59. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. Number 82. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? And 94. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. And 112. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. And then 123, mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. 131, I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. 155, salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. And then 173, let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. So those are the top five things we are to do, or how we're to treat the Word of God from Psalm 119. We're to obey it, we're to love it, We're to meditate in it. We're to learn it. And we're to desire it. Amen? 1 Peter 2:2, what does it say? As newborn babes, anybody know the next word?
Desire.
Amen? Desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. So God wants us to desire his word. Any thoughts or questions before we go to number 6 in Psalm 119? Yes, Brother Mark.
Yeah, I suppose when you take it in context, and then I suppose, because as we know, there's many doctors of theology.
Yes.
They have this head knowledge.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
They know everything about the Bible, about the writers, the so forth, history of it. So it's important we might know about the Word of God, but as we get to the heart, that's the part from the head to the heart.
Amen.
You've lost smart people that know about the Word and the translations and so forth, but the Word in itself, the impact that it has on yourself.
So amen.
You've got to balance that out.
So true. And in a few of our points here, we're going to get to the need to hide it, you know, to memorize it. It needs to be part of us. Amen. That's why we're supposed to be in it every day. It needs to be guided. Well, that's number 6. It needs to guide us. It should guide our decisions. It should guide our path. And that's what we'll look at here in number 6. So since there's only 12, we'll actually have people read them. So you don't have to listen to me the whole time. So number 6 in Psalm 119 is we're to be guided by, or go in the path of, or to run, or to walk in the Word of God. In other words, it is to guide our path. So the first one's verse 1. Howard, if you'd read that for us.
Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the Lord's road.
So there we walk in it. Brother Brent, verse 3.
They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways.
And Roy, verse 24. So notice my counselor, Mr. Zeus, verse 32, if you would.
I will run the way of thy commandment when thou shalt enlarge my heart.
So run in the way, verse 34, Nathan.
Give me understanding and I shall keep thy law, yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart.
So there I will observe it. Verse 35, Brad. Delighting in it. Amen. And then a 95, Isaiah. So consider, and then Howard, 104.
Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
So we get understanding, and then 105, Brent, which we all know by heart. So the Word of God is to guide our way, to show us the way. It's a torch, amen. 115, Brother Roy.
Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God.
Amen. And then 128, Mr. Zeus.
Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way.
So he esteems it. And then lastly, number 133, Nathan, if you would. So order my steps. Show me where I'm to walk. So our sixth thing in Psalm 119 is the word is to guide us. It's to show us where to go, guide us in our decisions, guide us in our paths. Amen. And we need to, that's why we need to be in it. So that the Lord can direct us in our Christian life. And he will do it. It is a powerful, miraculous book. It has the power to guide and show us. Now, number 7 is about hiding it. Amen? About hiding it. In other words, it's important that we hide it in our hearts, that we memorize it. 2 other verses in Psalms. Let's look at 37, 31 quickly. Brad, if you'd read that for us.
Verse 37.
37, 31. So chapter 37. Sorry. We're still in Psalms. We're just not in Psalms 119.
The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide.
Amen. Isn't that a beautiful verse? The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. So the as we hide it in our heart, it protects us, which is verse 11, Isaiah. Most of us know this one, hopefully. No, Psalm 119. You're supposed to read my mind, mate. So, Psalm 119, verse 11. Sorry about that.
Thy words have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee.
Now, that's an important verse for Christians, isn't it? That I might not sin. Amen. So the Word of God has that power to protect us the more that we hide it in our hearts, make it part of us. That gives the Holy Spirit a bigger arsenal. So that's our focus on this seventh one, hiding it or remembering it. So verse 16, Howard, we'll look now in 119.
I will delight myself in my statutes. I will not forget thy word.
So not forget. 52, Brother Brent. So I remembered, and then Roy 61.
The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law.
Have not forgotten, amen. Mr. Zeus, 83, please.
Mine oils failed for thy word, saying, when will thou comfort me?
Good verse, but also
83,
please, yes.
83, sorry.
No problem.
Just the anchor, sorry. For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes.
Not forget. Amen. 93, Nathan.
I will never forget thy precepts, for which thou hast quickened me.
Amen. And then 98, Brad.
Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me.
Ever with me. 109, Isaiah. Do not forget. 141, Howard.
I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts.
So do not forget. In 153, Brent.
Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law.
And then 176, Roy. I do not forget. That's the last verse, by the way, of the chapter. I do not forget. So these are the top seven things that God wants us to do. So these are action verbs. So it's not to be a passive book. Amen. It's to be an active book. These are things we are to do with the Word of God. We're to obey it. We are to love it. We are to meditate in it. We're to learn it. We're to desire it. We are to be guided by it, and we are to hide it or remember it or memorize it in our hearts. So those are the top seven. There's a couple more we'll look at. Any questions or comments up to this point? So number eight is believe. We are to believe this book, obviously. But that's very important, isn't it? That we take it as what it is from God, and that it is correct, and that it is authoritative. So verse 66 will be our first one under believe, and I forget who read last. I lost track. Mr. Zeus, thank you.
Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments.
So I believed. Amen. 75, Nathan.
I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me.
So I know that they are right. Amen. Brad, number 80. So be sound in thy statutes. 86, Zion.
All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou, hope they need aid.
Amen. And then 89, Howard.
Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
And then 151, Brent.
Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth.
So he's declaring that it's truth. Amen. And then 152, Roy.
Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever.
Amen. And Mr. Zeus, 160, please.
Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment.
I love that verse.
Oh, 160.
Yes, please.
That's right. You love your God. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
Isn't that a beautiful verse? True from the beginning, endureth forever. So God also wants us to believe this book, that it is final, it is complete, that it is perfect. Amen? And again, where would we be without it? Number 9 is we're to be quickened by this book. So quickened means to be given life. So does this book have the power to save us? It does. Matter of fact, we're told, well, let's look at it in James chapter 1, that it certainly has the power to save. James chapter 1, I believe it's down in verse, where am I? 25, maybe? No, 19. Oh, verse 18, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. So what does it mean to begat? That means to be born again. Amen? God birthed us, or we were born through his truth. And then over in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, most of you know this verse, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Amen? So we are to be quickened by this book. Let's look at some verses on this. Nathan, I forgot where we were, so we'll start there. Number 25 in Psalm 119. Quicken me. Verse 37, Brad.
Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way.
Amen. Verse 50, Howard.
This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me.
Amen. And then verse 93, Brent.
I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me.
And 107, Roy. Amen. And 149, Mr. Zeus.
Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment.
Amen. And 154, Nathan.
Heed my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word.
And 156, Brad.
Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments.
Quicken me. Give me life. Amen. Number 10 is to declare it. So we're still talking action verbs from Psalm 119. We're also now, once it's part of us, amen, once we've got it in our hearts, we're studying it, we're memorizing it, we're meditating in it, we're coming to it for guidance every day, where we should go. We're also to declare it. We're to share it with others. Amen. So let's look at that. Verse 13 is our first one. Isaiah, is that you? Yes.
With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth.
Amen. And then verse 27, Howard.
Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I take of thy wondrous works.
And talk of them. Amen. And then verse 46, Brent. I will speak of them. Amen. And 54, Roy. And then 172, Mr. Zeus. 172.
My tongue shall speak of thy word. All thy commandments are righteousness.
Amen. God wants us to declare his word. That's number 10. Number 11, we're to fear it. What do you think he means? Let's go to verse 6. What do you think he means by fearing it? 119, verse 6. The Lord is on my side, I will not... Oh, that's Psalm 118. Oh, that's a good verse too. 119, verse 6. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. So we're to fear or respect his word. Amen? If you look at verse 15... I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. And then 117. Hold thou me up and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. And then 120. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. So as there's an aspect of fearing or having respect for the word of God, what do you think God means by that? If we choose to go off in the path of disobedience, should we fear the promises of chastisement? Yes, we should. We're told to. Pardon? Yeah, we can't. Amen? It should judge us. So, as you can see, Psalm 119, beautiful chapter. I highly recommend it. And that concludes our third subject matter of going through Psalms. First the prophecies, then what it teaches on prayer, and now what it taught us about the Word of God. So, number 4, which we'll just get started today, we'll just introduce, is the most common topic of Psalms, which also starts with P. Anybody want to guess what it might be? Praise. That was easy, wasn't it? Praise. That's what Psalms is. It's a book of praise, isn't it? Praising God. And so we're going to be here for a while. But let's just introduce it this morning. So let's go to Psalm 33, verses 1 and 2, and see that it is comely, which means it looks good on us, and also that it pleases God when we praise him. So, Howard, if you could read 33, 1 through 2.
Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with a palsy and an instrument of 10 strings.
Amen. So, sing unto him, praise him, it's comely. Amen. Praise is comely. And then go to Psalm 69, verses 30 and 31, Brent, and we'll see that it pleases God when we praise him.
I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs.
He says it pleases God more when we praise him than if we offer up an animal. Of course, that one is Old Testament. But it pleases God. Pleases Jehovah when we praise him. Amen? And then 147 verse 1, Roy.
Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely.
So there's that word comely again. Psalms also gives us direction about how often we should praise the Lord. And I think you guys already know the answer to this one. It's a lot like how often we should thank the Lord. But let's go to Psalm 34 this time, verses 1 through 3, Mr. Zeus. And we're talking today about the frequency, according to Psalms, of praising God. How often should we praise God? Psalm 34, 1 through 3, and we'll probably... 1, 2, and 3. Yes, please.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. But magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
So there it is. At all times and continually, we should be praising God. It should be so natural for us to praise the Lord. And if you don't praise him enough, then read Psalms more. Amen? So that we're going to look now at the frequency. So Psalm 71, 8 and 14, Nathan, if you would. Psalm 71, verses 8 and 14. All the day, more and more. Isn't that beautiful? Psalm 145, verses 1 and 2, Brad.
I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever.
And verse 2.
Oh, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name.
So take your pick, every day or forever and ever. Amen. You know what we're going to do when we get to heaven? We're going to praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to praise the Lord. So let's do it down here before we get there. Amen. Psalm 146, 1 and 2, Isaiah. While I have any being, as long as I can breathe, I'm going to praise the Lord. Amen? And that's what Psalms is all about, praising the Lord. We need to get into the habit of praising the Lord for everything, all the time. And so Psalms teaches us about that it's comely, it gives us the frequency. And it teaches us that one good place to praise the Lord is together, when we assemble, like we're doing now. So let's look at those four verses, and I think we'll finish. So, Howard, Psalm 34, verse 3.
I magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
Together. Let's do it together. Amen. And then Brent, 42, verse 4. To the house of God with the voice of joy and praise. Now we sing Psalm 100 verses 1 and 3. But let's look at verse 4, the next verse, Psalms 100 verse 4. Roy, if you would. Amen. And then Psalm 150 verse 1, Mr. Zeus, 150 verse 1.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power.
Amen. It's a good place to stop. So next week, we will look at how we are to worship the Lord. So many verses on that. How we are to sing unto the Lord. Even more verses on that. We will look at what we're to praise him for. We're to praise him for his name. We're to praise him for his word. We're to praise him for his works. Praise him for the day. Praise him for the trials. We're going to look at all this next week. And then we'll finish with the last psalm. Every verse says, praise the Lord. And the last verse of Psalms is, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. So next week we'll continue on this theme of our fourth theme of Psalms, which is praise. Praise God.